So let's talk about living life with your lucky bitch life script. And I'll explain exactly what that is. But what I realize is that when women start to work towards a particular goal, something really big, whether it's in health, money, or business or love, and a lot of fears start to come up. And you know that the fears that we already dealt with in step one, like, you know, people think I'm a failure, I'm not good enough. And then, you know, these are the next level of fears that we're going to be talking about. So we kind of did touch on that in the last step. So we spoke about when someone loses weight, for example, and they might be scared of the unintended negative consequences, maybe from getting new attention from men. So we're going to take this to the next level, and we're going to be talking about your lucky bitch movie script almost. And that's exactly what it is. It's like you're worried that you're going to live someone else's script, like in a movie, and you just have to figure out what script you'd actually like to live. So let me give you an example. So say, for example, you're going into a new phase of life that you've never been in before. Maybe you're trying to manifest an amazing weight for yourself, or you've never had money before and you're manifesting a new income level. Maybe you've never had independence before. So you're kind of scared about what it all means, and you kind of don't know how to act in this new space or how you will act. You literally don't have a script for it, and you feel a bit adrift. You know, how am I going to act? So for losing weight, let's look at that. Maybe you're scared of losing weight because you've got a friend who's really skinny and beautiful, and she has that kind of body that you would like for yourself. And it's really easy for her, and she never seems to have to diet or exercise or anything. So that is your current script. That is your example of what it's like to be thin. Now imagine that she's also a bit of a bitch. She's not a very nice person. Maybe she's a bit stuck up. Maybe she's really vain and she's always caring so much about what she wears or what her hair is like. She takes ages to get ready and you're just like, oh, I love her, but she's a bit stuck up. And, you know, you kind of dislike that about her. So even though you envy her for her health, you're thinking, I don't want to be like that. And the problem is, if you've never been skinny yourself and you have no script for what that's like, you think and you have a fear that that's how you're going to act. You're going to be like her. You're going to be living her movie script. And maybe you'll be stuck up, or you'll be bitchy, or you'll turn into someone who spends hours getting dressed. Or you have a friend who is kind of really beautiful, but she's really promiscuous. And so you think, well, I don't want to live that script either. So, you know, you have this fear that you'll cheat on your partner because you're so hot and you'll be like your friend. Or you might have a script that you're living from the past. So it might not even be someone else's script that you feel like you're living. Maybe you had a really horrible sexual abuse situation that happened in your life. And, you know, you've put on weight to protect yourself from that. It's a physical protection. So part of the script and how you think that life is going to be again is that if you were skinny, something bad would happen to you. Now, of course, if you've never been like that, you've never been skinny, or you've never been attractive in your life, and you've never got that attention from men, maybe you do feel like a part of you doesn't know how it's going to be and doesn't have some fear around it. That's really natural. Now, it's got nothing to do with weight. It could be money. So, for example, you've never had any money before, and so you don't know how you're going to spend it. And there's a part of you that sees the lucky bitch money script as someone who's going to be a snob, or someone who uses money in a bad way or spends it in an irresponsible way. And I definitely had that. My stepdad was really wealthy, but he was a bit of a dick sometimes around it. He really used his money to manipulate other people. So I really had to unravel that script for myself and know that, you know, you can tear it up. It doesn't have to be the way you are. So see how you might be letting your life be ruled by other people's scripts of how life should be. And that is actually it is not a reality at all. All you have to do is, first of all, like mentally rip up other people's scripts. Okay, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to live like that. And then you write your new one. And that is when we did the exercise of my ideal day. You wrote out your ideal day and you wrote out everything to do with your ideal day. That is writing your new script. But we can go it even further. So I want you to look at that part of the manual where it talks about your lucky bitch script. And here's where you start to put down what you're afraid of. So for example, if you're afraid of being skinny, I'm afraid I'll cheat on my partner. I'll get unwanted attention. Someone will sexually attack me. You know, or if I'm rich, I'm afraid I'm going to have to live this script of somebody's going to rob me. Someone will try and kidnap my kids. So put down everything that you can think of, big and small, that you're afraid of. Maybe you're afraid you're going to be a snob. Maybe you're afraid you'll lose friends and family. Maybe you're worried that your deadbeat cousin will ask you for money. Anything you can think of. So if I achieve this goal, I'm afraid that, and then put that down. We've already talked about the very worst thing that can happen, but I want you to think and take it even further. So it could be, okay, you know, I could end up homeless on the street. The very worst thing that could happen is that I become a millionaire and I become like Howard Hughes and I go crazy. And if you can think of a particular example that you're really worried about, whether it's what happened to a friend, what you actually saw in a literal movie, write that down because it gives you a really good reference point and it can let you go into the specifics of it. And then you get to reinforce what it is that you actually do want. So sometimes another way to look at that is to what you don't want. So I know we're doing these exercises. Some of them seem a bit repetitive, like the be, do, and have, and writing out your ideal day. But these are just little different ways of looking at it, particularly when you feel like you've done everything else and you just want those little distinctions in the lag, those little gaps that you're in. So maybe you think, okay, the new script is that I want to be really thin. Okay, so what you want to try and do is put the opposite. What do you not want to be anymore? Do you not want to be fat? Do you not want to be uncomfortable in your body? Do you not want to feel like you can't afford to do the things that you want to do? Do you want to not be surrounded by people who don't support your dreams anymore? That gives you even more valuable information to put on your list of things that you do want. And just write them all down. So the next part of the script is to write down everything that you want and as much detail about how you want it to go. So it could be that you want to work part-time. So you can script out everything that happens, make it really easy. I speak to my boss and my boss is really open to it. My boss is really happy for me to work part-time. I have a conversation with my boss and it goes really, really well and she's really happy about it and I leave and I'm fine and it starts on the 1st of December. That is your script. Script out every little part of how you want that big goal to happen, how you want it to manifest in your life. Doesn't mean it's going to happen exactly, but it just gives you more refinements, gives you something to do in the little gap. And sometimes it makes you go back to your be, do, have and refine it a bit more. Maybe you want it in a slightly different color. Maybe you know now that you've started to manifest job opportunities and you're going to go back and put little extra things in there to make sure you don't manifest the wrong ones. And then I want you to describe this new life again. So take the ideal life, but really describe lots of different elements of it and pick one thing. So instead of doing the whole day, pick one thing about how amazing it's going to feel when you wear that bikini to the beach, how good it's going to feel when you've got wealth on your own terms. And this is all part of writing this script. So if you don't want to be snobby, what's the opposite of that? What is your new life like as a wealthy person? Who are you giving money to? What are you spending money on? What are you buying things for? You know, what kind of house are you buying things for? If it's around health, how is it going to go? Think of your absolute amazing, you know, potential memory about being incredibly healthy. Is it to go to Disneyland with your kids? Is it going to be wearing amazing clothes? Or is it just to feel happy and feel good about yourself? What about a job? You know, and it's manifesting your ideal job or your ideal career. How do you feel when you go to work? What kind of clients are you working with? So take that ideal day exercise and make it a script about one particular thing. Maybe it's love. You know, what do you do on a Sunday morning with your new partner? What do you do with them? Describe your wedding. Like, go really into detail about it. Now, once you've done that, I want you to look at what you can implement straight away. Go back to step number 4 and say, okay, so if I'm acting as if, you know, what actions can I take? So it's taking the actions you did in step 4 and going to the new level. This is how you can act as if. What can you do straight away that's in line with this ideal life? And remember, that's a big secret behind the secret. It's acting as if it's already happened, acting as if it's close to being true. So I live in Australia at the moment, as a lot of you guys know, but I lived for 9 years in London. And, you know, I had a really crappy house in London and it wasn't in a very nice area and it needed a lot of renovation and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, when I came to Australia at first, I didn't live in a very nice place, you know, because I was still in that mindset of my house has to be kind of crappy and I sacrifice that for something else. I spend my money on other things. So after a year of living in that kind of really average flat, that's when I wanted to manifest my dream house. And as you know, I now live in a penthouse. So what I did was I started looking at real estate listings all the time. And I would start to look at houses that I was really excited about. I didn't look at places in my current budget. I looked at things that were above my current budget. Then I started going to open houses. And I didn't feel ready to make a private appointment and talk to a real estate agent, you know, and say, I want to, you know, can I go look at this place? Because I would have felt like a fraud. All I did at first was I went to those open houses and I went to those amazing places and I would walk around and I would put myself there and go, this is the kind of house I want to live in, universe. This is the exact kind of house that I want to live in. And when I first ran this course, you know, it was a point where I didn't believe some of that stuff could happen for me. So I want to share something that I do now because, you know, in a couple of years' time, it will be really easy for me again. So when I get on a plane, you know, I look to the left at first class and I go, universe, that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. And then, you know, I have to go turn right and go to the back of the plane. But, you know, in a couple of years' time, that's going to be easy for me as well. And this is how it happens with incremental actions, putting yourself in the place and acting as if. You can't do that intellectually. Eventually, you have to go and look and be there because I wanted to be in those amazing houses and sort of go, is this for me? I know I don't have the money for it yet, but I want to get used to it. Do I like this one? And actually giving myself the choice, practice choosing. And that is really important. You want to get into the space of acting as if you do have a choice because it's true. Maybe the money hasn't shown up yet, but it will happen very quickly when you act as if and you have the guts to go and put yourself in that place of receiving and practice receiving. So you might think, yeah, well, I'm waiting for the lottery to show up, Denise, and I will receive that with open arms. Okay, that's awesome. But in the meantime, how can you practice receiving? And you do that by putting yourself in that situation. So let's talk about cars. You want a new car. So you might feel like a fraud by, you know, going and doing that and test driving a car. So you start by looking on websites and then maybe you go and visit a secondhand car dealership on the weekend and you do that a couple of times and then you feel like you can test drive the car. And then you know what? You'll manifest the money for the car because acting as if gives you permission to receive. And that's what I want you to be doing in this lag period, acting as if. Act as if it's already yours. And that means treating yourself as if you already have what you want to achieve. So when you think of you winning the lottery and you think, oh my God, I'd be such a happy person if I won the lottery. Life would be amazing and everything would be cool. And I read some really interesting statistics and I put it in Lucky Bitch as well. But it's really surprising how many people say that, you know, they're not actually happier after winning the lottery. And 38% of people who have won the lottery actually put on weight after they won the lottery. And only 14% of people actually lost weight after they won the lottery. And I thought that was really interesting because my excuse sometimes for not exercising is, well, you know, if I was really rich, then I'd just pay for a personal trainer and I'd pay for a personal chef and somebody would come to my house and they would make me exercise. But you know what? You'd be the exact same person. The excuses you have now would be the same if you won the lottery because you're the same. And it's really our habits that dictate our results. Our habits dictate our reality. So if you're not the kind of person who can make yourself exercise now or believe that you can be skinny, it doesn't matter what resources you've got. Look at Oprah. It really doesn't matter what's going to happen in the future. You have to do it now. Doesn't matter if you're a millionaire, you can start acting as if now. So, you know, on the lottery, actually, it's a really small percentage of people who took on any new hobbies after they won the lottery. And that kind of surprised me as well, because I thought, wow, if you had all this money, there'd be no excuses. You know, you could take up learning how to fly a plane. You could take dance lessons. You could hire a private tutor to learn a new language or to teach you singing. And you could do all of the things on your bucket list. How amazing. But you know what? Most people wouldn't. So if you're already not the kind of person who pushes yourself, you won't be if you had the time and money to do it. You still wouldn't be motivated to do it. So the good news is that you can become that kind of person now. You know, what would you do differently if everything was just magically manifested for you? How would you be different as a person? How would you think that you would spend your money in different ways? What would you implement straight away? So I want you to do this next exercise, which is called the Lucky Bitch Rituals and Habits of Successful Women. Because success really grows over time. And as you know, luck and success, I don't believe, is random. It's a result of all the different things you're putting into place. It is all the different things that you've learned in the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula. It's the different rituals, the tools, and the habits that compound over time. And I said it before, I'll say it again. You do not need to change everything about yourself to be successful. You change things incrementally, and it's just part of who you are. And I've heard people say this when they go, you know, being wealthy doesn't change you. It just accentuates who you already are. So if you're an asshole, you're just going to be an asshole with money. If you're a bitch, you're just going to be a rich bitch. It doesn't make any difference. And I want to share something really personal here, because I really doubt she'll ever listen to the recording. But, you know, I lost a really good friend this year because she just didn't want to be friends with me anymore. And she had watched my journey and, you know, seen that I'd been very successful in my business, and she didn't like it. She really didn't like it. And she said to me, "You've changed, Denise. You know, you've become someone who I just don't want to be around with anymore. You know, you don't have time for your friends anymore. You're really antisocial. You're spending your time on all these things and not me." And I really thought about it today. And first of all, she said, "You know, I don't want to hear about your business anymore," which was a real red flag for me. And, you know, it really said, "I don't want to share in your success anymore." But what I realized is I've always been a bit of an introvert, you know, and so just because now she's perceiving it as that I'm too busy and successful to see her, actually, I've always been somebody who struggles with spending time with friends, and I've never answered my phone, even when I was broke. So, you know, don't feel like you are going to change. And when people start to accuse you of changing, you know it's not true. You know it's just really who you already are being accentuated. And sometimes having money and having more success means that you're just a little bit more honest about life. So when we talk about this Lucky Bitch Rituals and Habits, it's coming up with your version of what you perceive as that successful, wealthy, and healthy or loving people do. And if you had all the time and money in the world, what would you be doing on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, or half-yearly basis? And anything that you would perceive as this future perfect version of yourself would be doing. So let me give you an example. So you might think, if I had all the time and money in the world, I would meditate every day and I would do yoga every day. So that would go in the daily habits column. Or you might think, once a week, I would go to a beauty salon and I would get something done to make you feel fabulous. So put that under once a week. Or you might go, once a week, I would call my mom and tell her that I loved her. And that's what I would do when I didn't have any worries about time or money. So write that down. Maybe you would go on a holiday every 3 months, you know, if you had all the time and money in the world. Maybe you would go on a retreat every 3 months. Maybe you would go to a personal development seminar. Maybe you would learn a new skill. And then in the 6 month column, maybe you think, well, every 6 months I'd have a financial checkup with my accountant and I would set new financial goals for the next year. Maybe you would have a full health screening or get a full body scan or go to your doctor for a checkup, go to a dentist, go to a kinesiologist, things like that I want you to think about. Because all of these things are really going to lead you towards becoming that person, becoming that version of yourself that's the ideal version, not a completely different person. Now, it's the old chicken and the egg argument. What comes first, becoming that person or doing the things that that person does? Well, it's kind of both. If you can start putting some of those things into practice now, you're going to be one step closer to being that amazing version of yourself. So let's take the once a week example. So you might say, once a week I'll go to a beauty salon when, you know, I have all the time and money in the world. Well, great, you can do that now, but you can do it just where you're at. So you might not be able to afford to go to a really fancy salon once a week, but why don't you find a student place? Or why don't you have an evening with your best friend once a week where you give each other a facial? Or maybe you go to like an Avon party and get a free facial. You can become an Avon lady if you want to, give facials to other people. But it's really about having that weekly ritual of doing things that you think you're going to do in the future. Because trust me, you'll win the lottery. You wouldn't do that. Maybe you couldn't be bothered still. You're still going to be the same person. So there's always a way of making these things happen now. And if you can't be bothered doing them now or you have no energy for them now, chances are you wouldn't have energy for them in the future. So you can kind of cross them off your list and choose things that you really would do.